Now, at the completion of chemotherapy, then the next step would be hormone therapy.
Correct.
What kind of discussions did you have with her about that?
We talked to her mostly about the three clinical trials that support the use of aromatase inhibitors over tamoxifen, and that, you know, the important clinical or patient category is that they need to be postmenopausal and receptor positive. So we embarked upon a course of aromatase inhibitors with her using anastrozole 1 milligram a day.
And is that generally what you're doing in your postmenopausal patients when you use hormone therapy, or are there many patients that you use tamoxifen on?
All of our premenopausal patients we're using tamoxifen
sure.
on. In our postmenopausal patient, we at least start out or initiate an aromatase inhibitor up front. The side effect profile of aromatase inhibitors is well known, that joint pains and body aches can be difficult, and oftentimes our patients call with debilitating side effects, you know, unable to walk. It seems like the joints in their wrists and in their feet, in my patient practice, tend to be the most difficult or most painful. And oftentimes then we would give them a hormonal break for 2 weeks or a washout period, restart another aromatase inhibitor, and see if we can improve upon the side effect profile. And if we can't, then we would re-challenge patient back with the anti-estrogen tamoxifen.